Skopos is the Greek word for aim or purpose. Listen to this edition of Skopos as Dr. Brett Larson helps apply the purposes of Scripture to our daily lives.
In Genesis 15:6, Moses clearly points out that Abraham's faith put him in right standing before God, not his works, not what he did, but that he completely trusted. Often when God wants us to really get a point, it will show up multiple times in his word so that we don't miss it. Well, the point about Abraham's inability to please God with his works and how his faith is what made him right before God shows up multiple times in Romans, in Galatians, in Titus, and in James. Jesus told us clearly in the Gospels that if we are to know him, we have to take up our cross and follow him. In John, Christ said that unless a grain of wheat dies, it cannot bring forth fruit. Paul instructed us to die to self, to crucify our own selfish desires, plans, and motivations so that we would not live for ourselves, but it is Christ who lives and works through us. That only happens when we lay ourselves down before Christ and say, I surrender, use me, mold me, let me join in your redemptive works. I surrender all to you, Jesus. So many people who claim to be Christians find themselves in this powerless warp of trying to do better and failing. The frustration and shame leads to mediocrity and a casual, boring Christianity. The pews of many churches are filled with those who have not truly died to self and been made alive in Christ. They're just lying to themselves about their position in Christ. It's sad, really, because the worst place a person can be is deceived about their relationship with Christ. God's word says the very worst place to be is in the middle, on the fence. The scriptures call it lukewarm. Why? Because it's just so hard for that person to lay it all down. Maybe you've grown up in church or you know all the right answers and you think, well, I said a prayer when I was young and I go to church now and then once in a while I pick up my Bible. And let me just ask you, does that sound like you've died to yourself and that you've taken up your cross and that you now live your life for the redemptive works of Christ? Please, please reconsider your eternal state and your relationship with Jesus Christ. There is no greater freedom than to lay your all out for Christ, to just trust him, to have the faith of Abraham and just give it all to God. He promises joy, contentment, and that he will give you the strength you need for whatever calling he has for you. God isn't impressed with your resume or the good things you do. He wants you to trust him with everything. Just lay it all in front of him. Let him clean it all up and just watch as he guides your life in the most incredible ways.
Thanks for listening to Skopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's word. Check out Skopos online at wdcxradio.com.